Well, today we have a guest joining us on the phone. Alan Tarks is with us. He's president of the Wallace Foundation for Rural Research and Development, and we're going to talk a little bit about their 20th annual meeting coming up. Alan, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thank you so much for the time. 28th annual meeting. It seems like you just started yesterday.
Well, yeah, time goes on.
How long have you been a part of the board there?
Oh, since 12 years now, I think.
Why did you get involved?
I had just moved back to Iowa, and I knew some friends that were on the board and stuff, and so I started going to the meetings, and I've always been interested in the research.
Why are these types of projects, why are these local research and development groups and organizations, research farms, things, why are they important to us?
Well, we have different kinds of soils and, of course, climate in Iowa, and so it's important to get our research plots located all across the state. So Iowa State's doing the research on our farm, and they have several other outlying research farms that they do the same, often the same kind of experiments on every farm, so they can get a picture of the results clear across the state.
Yeah, it's people don't realize sometimes unless they're directly involved in those industries, because Iowa seems like kind of a small state, but there are vast differences in the growing conditions and the types of soils and different types of things that you run into in different parts of the state.
Yes, and of course, in southwest Iowa, we have a lot of deep lush soils, and they're very erosive, and so it's important to understand what happens with them with different tillage methods and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You get together once a year for the annual meeting, but you guys have your ears perked up all year long, don't you?
Yes, and we have a garden meeting in the summertime in the evenings, which have a very high attendance, and we usually have a demonstration meeting in the summer sometime to look at some of the field crop research going on.
Yeah, from garden field days to other types of activities and things, there's always an opportunity for folks to learn more.
Yes, and we have some beef research going on there now, so that's always interesting to look at.
Oh, okay. Always looking for something a little bit different. Let's talk a little bit about the annual meeting coming up here on February 26th, and that'll be at the Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the activities going on there. You've got guest speakers coming in. Can you talk a little bit about them?
Yes, there's two. We have Patrick Hadding, who's a new farm management specialist for southwest Iowa. He works for Iowa State and Extension, and he's going to give us a market update and then talk a little bit about farm succession planning.
What's Patrick's specialties? What does he specialize in?
He's a farm management specialist.
Okay.
So he just joined us in last fall sometimes.
Okay. So he's going to look at the bigger picture.
Yes, and it'll be a good chance for people to meet him, and because he'll be around working in the southwest Iowa, so people can meet him and understand what he does and stuff, so they'll know who to ask questions to.
Who's he replacing, do you know?
No, I don't know.
Okay, so he's new on the job and getting his feet wet a little bit and trying to kind of navigate the area here some. So
that's right.
Good opportunity to toss him out there. Now, the other speaker you've got here as well, Leslie Miller.
Yes, she's the vice president and ag loan officer at the Iowa State Savings Bank in Knoxville. And she's has a long career dealing with farm loans, and she worked through the 1980s farm disaster time, so she's familiar with how to analyze farm credit needs.
Sure, sure. Well, a chance to, I guess, learn from a tough past. We don't want to dwell on that, but learn from it.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the day then. The activities on February 26th, that's a Tuesday. How will the program for the day lay out?
Okay, we start at 9:30 with some pre-registration and a little visit with everybody to get reacquainted. And then we have Patrick speaking first and then Leslie Miller. And then we have a free complimentary lunch, which is supposed to be a good lunch, I understand. And then in the afternoon, we have our meeting with the foundation group, which everybody's invited to. And we'll re-elect our officers and any board directors that we need to re-elect.
Sure. Alan, who should attend a meeting like this? This is open for everyone, but specifically, who should be there?
Well, anybody that's interested in farming and land management. So anybody that has any ownership in land or is actually farming would be, of course, should come. And anybody that's generally interested in the local economy would probably learn something.
Yeah, you don't have to have your hands in the dirt to be a part of these.
No. It's always good to know what's happening in other parts of the economy.
Do you get pretty good discussion at these events?
Yes, we usually get very good questions. So.
And you're always open to that?
Oh, yes. Lots of questions is good.
Yeah, you bet.
And then usually our speakers stay at least through lunch so people can talk to them individually if they have a need to.
Good. That's kind of nice, too. Do you know, will there be handouts at these with these events?
There usually are. It depends on what the speaker wants to do, but a lot of times they have handouts, and they always have a slideshow of some sort, so you can follow along in the data that they're showing.
Well, it's a little tough this time of the year, especially with the snow cover that we've had here lately, to be able to see what's going on firsthand out there at the farm, but you'll have plenty of opportunity for folks to find out more about some of the projects that you've been working on.
Yes, the Iowa State staff that's at the farm will give us an update after lunch about what they've been doing this year and what the latest results are. And we have a new booklet that come out that will summarize all the results that are on the farm.
Excellent. Do you get a lot of ideas at these type of meetings from folks that you might be able to implement somewhere along the line directly on those research farms?
Well, yes, and we're always looking for new ideas and what the local people want to have more research on, so we're a consumer or customer-driven organization, so we want to do what the local people want to do.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and you're always looking for not just the input and what have you, but there's always probably some seats available if folks want to get actively involved.
Oh, yes, we always have more needs for more directors. We have two directors from every county, and we actually have some vacancies in some different counties. So we're always looking for more people to come and get interested and excited.
Sure. How often do you meet?
Just the annual meeting is just once a year, and then we have the field demonstration meeting in the summertime are about the only two manual meetings, so there's not a big demand on people's times.
Well, producers tend to be pretty busy, so if you're asking them to give up a lot of their time, sometimes it doesn't work out very well. So take advantage of the time you have.
Yeah, especially for the younger folks. We'd like to get the 30- and 40-year-olds people more involved, and they always have more time demands on them because of their families and stuff. So we try and keep the time demands to a minimum.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Some of the folks that are involved in the Wallace Foundation now were probably in their 30s and 40s when it started 28-some years ago.
Well, that's right.
And here they are still involved. Well, an opportunity for folks to be more involved directly. These are really great local collaborations with organizations like Iowa State University Extension to be able to really do this type of work out here. It wouldn't be possible, probably, if you tried to do it all on your own.
No, there's no way. No, they have the knowledge and also the financial backing to do some of these research experiments that may not pay out.
So what should folks bring with them if they want to come to this annual meeting? Is there anything they should bring at all?
Just a lot of interest and questions, and that's all we need.
All right. No, do they need to pre-register?
No. We're trying to get the meal established for more than we expect, so we should have plenty of food.
All right, very good. Well, that's always the important part. Got to have the good
food.
That's
right. Free lunch is always good, right?
That's right. Again, that's coming up on Tuesday, February 26th, and you said the program begins at 9:30?
Yes.
All right, very good. So make plans and stick around through the lunch hour as well. In addition to the speakers, they'll have the annual business meeting, and everyone's willing and able to participate in that as well. That's located at the Armstrong Research Farm, which is, it's in the Lewis area. Once you get down in that area, you're going to find plenty of signage to get you there, right?
That's right. We have a sign on Highway 6 pointing to the Armstrong Farm.
Perfect. All right, very good. That's the 28th annual meeting of the Wallace Foundation for Rural Research and Development, coming up a little later this month. Alan Tarks, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Have a great meeting.
Thank you. Hope everybody comes.